Iran's top nuclear negotiator has signaled that Tehran is ready for constructive dialogue over its nuclear program in an apparent response to the invitation by European Union Foreign Policy Chief Javier Solana for talks with the United States, Britain, France, Germany, Russia, and China. Jalili noted that President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's promise last week to present a new package of proposals aimed at resolving the ongoing nuclear standoff was a signal of its willingness to talk. He went on to say, however, that Iran would not halt its nuclear program, which the United States and other Western nations suspect is being used as a cover to build atomic weaponry. Jalili reiterated complaints by Mr. Ahmadinejad that the world powers have tried to use the language of force and threat instead of mutual respect, going on to conclude that the technique has been proved ineffective. International Atomic Energy Agency head Mohammed Al-Baradei noted Monday that the carrot-and-stick approach of the Bush administration had not worked, adding that he was pleased by the reversal in policy by the United States. The group of five permanent Security Council nations, plus Germany, have recognized Iran's right to a civilian nuclear program, but say Tehran also has the responsibility of restoring confidence in the exclusively peaceful nature of its nuclear activities. Some Iran experts argue that Mr. Ahmadinejad is planning to call for a nuclear-free zone in the Middle East as part of his package of proposals for talks with the group of five plus one. Iranian Foreign Minister Manashir Mottaki is expected in Brussels Thursday for an international conference on Somalia hosted by the European Union. It is not clear if Iran's nuclear program will be discussed alongside the conference, but EU sources have not ruled it out. Amr Hamzawi, Beirut-based senior associate at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, says that everything indicates that both Iran and the United States have abandoned their old positions and are getting ready for constructive talks.
The two parties are ready for constructive negotiations, and the Iranians have indicated in many different ways, and in a very significant way, in fact, by Ahmadinejad himself in recent days. The Iranians have a substantial interest in pushing forward the negotiations with the five members plus one. The Iranians are not facing an easy situation in the region. There are great regional doubts and fears among Arabs as far as the Iranian program is concerned, and I guess they are trying to break the current cycle of escalation against them and boycott measures by different Arab countries as well as Western countries.
President Ahmadinejad welcomed President Barack Obama's pledge to open a dialogue with Tehran during a speech Wednesday in the town of Varamin, but criticized him for not taking practical steps such as going to the UN Conference on Racism in Geneva. President Obama indicated Tuesday that he would not be deterred from conducting what he called tough direct diplomacy with Iran, despite Mr. Ahmadinejad's controversial rhetoric against Israel at the Geneva conference. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.